Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I never really experienced thick darkness as in the clouds blot out the stars and the moon. Have you ever experienced thick darkness? I didn't experience it for many years because I was raised in the city, and my street was always flooded with light. Sometimes when I got in the car, I'd forget to turn the headlights on because it looked like daylight, and that was to prevent burglaries at night or bad things happening at night, so they just flooded the streets with lights. I would walk out during the nighttime, sometimes 1-2 in the morning, and feel perfectly safe and happy because there were lights on. Until the day I went to a camp. Now, I was not a campfire girl. I am still not a campfire girl. I consider the Marriott roughing it. But I was asked to go to camp to be a Bible teacher one year, and I decided, okay, I'll try it once. And I was down in the lower lodge at camp getting ready for the next day and had not brought a flashlight with me and had waited too long, and nightfall came. Well, in the city, it doesn't matter if nightfall comes, it's still light. It was pitch dark. There were no stars shown, no moon. It was cloudy and dark, and I was completely freaked out. So completely that I thought, I'll have to sleep here in this lodge. I can't get up to my cabin. It was just up the hill, but I was too frightened to move. But then I had a brainstorm. I turned on all the lights in the lodge, every single one, and I figured by that light, it would at least get me up the hill. And that's what I did. I had all the lights on. I get up the hill, got my flashlight, came back and turned everything off. I thought to myself, I couldn't live like this. I couldn't live in a place that's dark all the time. How would one go out at night and drive? And I find that now that I live in a place that's really dark at night, I don't drive much. Because it really still freaks me out. Those of you who have been trained in this, perhaps it's not as bad as the city girl. Have you ever lived in darkness and thick darkness? Not just the darkness that we see on a moonless and starless night, but have you ever experienced that dark night of the soul? Where things might be light around you, but it's dark. The people in Isaiah's time understood what he meant, not only by physical darkness, but also spiritual darkness. These people had come from exile. They had been in exile for years, and several of them decided to take the journey back home to their beloved city-state, Jerusalem. Back home to the place that they had heard stories of the greatness of Jerusalem, of the beauty of the temple. And they came back home and found that Jerusalem was not the beautiful city that their ancestors had left. It was in ruins. And they came back home to their own people. You see, in the exile, when the foreign army came in, they took people away. But the only people they took away were people that they thought could benefit them. So those would have been the bourgeois. Those would have been the rich. Those would have been the ones high born. The poor people of the land, they left there because they figured they were no threat. And they were not of any consequence. So you can imagine the people that were left as they saw the caravan of their own people coming back, they were not too thrilled. They had been there in a hard scrabble existence, trying to make ends meet, trying to live in that awful place. And the people who had been taken away were living quite well in Babylon. They had a good life. And so you can imagine the resentment of the group that was there. And we understand from history that there was a lot of infighting and a lot of anger. And they were trying to rebuild this city, and they were at each other's throats. And of course, they knew that at any time, an invading army could come and sweep it all away again. It's hard to imagine such darkness. And within that darkness, the prophet speaks. And what does he say? Get up and shine, for your light has come. And he said, yes, there's darkness. It covers the earth. There's thick darkness. But I want you to hear these words. And anytime you're in darkness, anytime you feel like the clouds have descended and there's no hope, I want you to remember these words of the prophet. When he says, yes, there will be darkness among the people, but the Lord will arise upon you. And in every age, the prophet's words echo, but the Lord. Darkness is not the last word, but the Lord is the last word. The Lord will rise on you. When we think that the family situations are so awful, that they're so petty, that they'll never resolve itself, think, but the Lord will rise upon you. And there's a challenge that we need to take to heart. The prophet said, lift up your eyes and look around. You see, life can be so petty and so mean. Life can be a drudgery. And so often when we're in the thick of it, what are we doing? We're looking down. We're looking at the meanness. We're trying to address it. And we get sucked into that vortex of darkness. And the prophet says, shake yourselves up, look up. And when we look up, who do we see? We see the light. It's that same light that guided the sages many, many years ago. Isn't it interesting that the sages had to journey at night because that's when the star was lit at night? So often we're not looking up. And when we look up to Jesus, when we look up and have our perspective changed, then we can reflect that grace and that light. So often we ask for a change of venue or a change of heart for somebody else. And what we need is a change within so that we can deal with the darkness around us. Deep darkness will come into our lives. It's inevitable. But the Lord will arise upon you. And this is the promise that we take into this new year. But the Lord will arise. Next time you're on that dark path, look up. But the Lord will arise upon each of us who has eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that's open to the light. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that your light not only shone in Isaiah's time for a people who were in thick darkness, not only shone in the time of Jesus when they were guided to his place of residence, but shines in every age and in all our darkness. The darkness cannot overcome the light. We ask that we take these words into the new year, but the Lord will arise. In Jesus' name, amen.